Hey, my village. This is your coach Mo back with another episode. Today's topic is how to stay motivated. This is so important, especially in 2020. We have had such a crazy year, but it's been an amazing year for me. And that's just my personal experience. It's been full of blessings after blessings after blessings. And I am so appreciative of it. But in the beginning, it wasn't easy, especially when we started going to work from home around the middle of February, beginning of February. And I was like, oh my gosh, I don't want to work from home. I only been in the office for 3 months. I worked at home for 3 years. Why? So it did affect my work performance, but not like drastically, because obviously I got a promotion recently. But it was hard to stay motivated because I'm like, I don't want to be home. This is why I stopped working from home in the beginning and took 8 months off of work and just went full time in my business. But even when I was full time in my business last year, it was considered being working from home, but I used to work from the coffee shop. I used to go to the park. And then when now in the pandemic, when everything was shut down, I didn't have that option to go work from other places. So it was kind of hard to stay motivated. So I wanted to share some tips with you guys on how to stay motivated and be able to still push through and still focus on your dreams, your goals. Number one would be to set both short and long-term goals. So what I mean by that is I do quarterly goals. Those are my short-term goals. So every 3 months, I set one or two things that I want to accomplish as a serious goal, like in my business or my personal life, each quarter. And each quarter in my business have a theme. Like July started a new quarter. So my focus is co-parent like a boss. So I'm focusing on co-parenting and pushing my co-parenting program, helping bring families back together before the kids go back to school. It's the summer. It's family time. So it's focused all on family, parents, bringing unity, peace, all that to the family and the household. But in my personal life, I'm like, okay, I want to accomplish this. I want to accomplish that. I started a new relationship. I want to save money to invest. I'm starting another business. So those were my personal goals and business goals. Like, oh, I want to gain 5 new clients. It can be something so simple within the next 3 months for this quarter. But long-term goals, my long-term is school. I have 4 classes left, 1 semester to get my master's degree. School was part of my long-term goal always. Like when I was an undergraduate, I'm like, okay, my long-term goal within this amount of time, I want to be finished with school. And so I did that last year. My long-term goal was getting my master's degree and not stopping this time, because the first round in grad school, I went for 1 semester, stopped. It's like, oh, I'm going to take a 3-week break. It turned into 2.5 years and now I'm back. No breaks. I've been going since next month will be a year. So a year and a half program. I'm almost finished. I'll be done in the beginning of next year. So it's an awesome feeling to push through and get close to accomplishing that long-term goal. The second thing is build a vision board. So I am so big on quarterly vision boards. So every time I change my theme and my quarters change, my short and long-term goal, my vision board is surrounded around that topic. So I keep a vision board right next to my desk. So every time I look up, it's there. And what I do is a little different than how others build a vision board. I use a cork board. So I have my pens and the cork board and index cards. So what I do is write down like what I want to do. Like if I'm working on writing my book, I'll be like, okay, I need to finish this many chapters this week or week one. I'll sometimes do it by weeks and say, okay, week one, I want to be done with this many chapters. I already have the chapters planned out. They're already named. I just have to write. So I would put that on my board. And when I'm done with one chapter, then I pull that index card off the pushpin board. When I've accomplished certain things, it helps me because my board will be full in the beginning of the quarter. When I look up and I'm pulling off pins, I know mentally me, I can see that I'm accomplishing things because that board is getting a lot of spaces, a lot of gaps. So visually, I have to see that because I'm a visual person and also goal-oriented. So I know I'm accomplishing those goals, and it's a reminder that, oh, you're getting close to that short-term goal being accomplished. So that's the best way I do it. Sometimes I don't work for other people, but I also have a dry erase board above my desk as well. So I have two cork boards and one dry erase board. But I put like sticky notes everywhere. But I always have a ton of index cards and pens at my desk just in case I want to add something else to the board, get an idea. I always have a notebook to just jot something down and go ahead and pin it on the board. I do the same thing. The reason why I have two cork pen boards, because I have one for bills. So it's a personal one and then the business one. So one for bills, when a bill is paid, because all my bills are on auto debit. So when I notice like, oh, alert saying something was auto debit out of my account, okay, I cross that out the list of bills. But it's a good reminder. And being a visual person, I have to have it to where I see it every day because it's a constant reminder. Either I'm not doing what I got to do or I need to get on the ball. Like you're accomplishing something and or you're slacking. So that's something that I do that helps me. So the third thing is watch motivational videos. I binge watch motivational videos all the time on YouTube. I have a playlist. Like I have a list that's labeled motivational videos. So whenever something do come across, because when you start looking at them, they'll start suggesting other videos. So what I do is when I see them as suggestions, even though that's not the day I'm going to be listening to them, I'll add them to my watch list. So I have a ton of videos to binge watch on my watch list for those days where I'm lacking motivation. I'm not feeling it. I'm just ready to give up. I'm like, oh, I'm going to quit. I go to those videos. Guess who are my favorite people? I'm going to share with that with you, with who I listen to the most. When I need someone that's in your face, yelling at you, putting you in check, like you need to get off your butt and you need to do something, I listen to Eric Thomas because he get me on the right path every time. If I want someone that's like in the middle, that's not too aggressive but will hit you with some good words, I listen to what's his name? I can't think of it right now, but I can picture him, but I cannot think of his name. Oh my gosh, I can't believe I just forgot it. It was just right there. But there's a few different people that I listen to on YouTube that are very inspirational. Of course, my pastor, Mike Todd, he is one of those people that hit you in the gut as well, where you're like, oh, he's talking to me. I love watching his videos and sermons every week. I listen to other pastors as well, which helps motivate me because you're on a spiritual level. So when you have those people that you can watch that's on in ministry, T.D. Jakes, especially T.D. Jakes. But another pastor would be Stephen Furtick. He's amazing. He is so amazing with his words and just the short videos that you can watch really inspire you. Les Brown, that's who I was thinking of. Les Brown is amazing with words, and his story, just his story alone will have you like, oh my gosh, if he can do it, I can do it. But I binge watch Les Brown all the time. Him and T.D. Jakes and Stephen Furtick, Pastor Mike Todd, and E.T., which is Eric Thomas. He's just the more aggressive one that's just like in your face yelling at you. So I love binge watching those videos on those days where I need that check. Like, get over it. Get out of this slump. Get off your butt. Get back to your goals. Refocus. I love it. So the fourth thing that I do is write a list of accomplishments. Because a lot of times when you lack motivation or you no longer feeling motivated, it's because you feel like you're not going anywhere in life. Nothing's happening as planned. You can be doing better. But you don't acknowledge what you've already done and you how far you've already came. So writing down those accomplishments that you've already achieved, it kind of puts some motivation like, oh, it's not as bad as I thought it was. That's the feeling that it gave me. I don't know about anybody else, but that's what it does for me. The last thing is build a pick-me-up playlist. This is my favorite. I am big on having like a morning routine where I meditate, I pray, and write in my prayer journal. But I also have Apple Music because I love Apple so much. But with Apple Music, you can create a playlist. And I'm pretty sure you can do it with other listening streamer videos. But what I do, I have a folder. Well, a playlist called Pick Me Up. It has nothing but Tasha Combs, Leonard songs in it. This is my go-to list every single day. As soon as I wake up, I have like For Your Glory, Break Every Chain, Fill Me Up, Overflow, Put a Praise on It, Grace, I'm Getting Ready, and Your Spirit. Those are the only songs I have on that playlist. 8 songs. It will last about 53 minutes. So I usually start it about an hour before work while I'm working out. So I play that list to begin work. Sometimes I start it as soon as I'm starting work just to set the mood. Because you guys know I'm big on protecting your energy. So when I have that pick me up list and I'm protecting my energy and I'm getting my body ready for overflow, it's the best feeling ever. I'm motivated. I'm having my own dance party by myself. I could be tired, exhausted, not in the mood. As soon as I turn that playlist on, it's going to get me in the mood. It's going to light my body up and give me the energy I need. I'm like bouncing all over the place. That's why I listen to it while I'm meditating or stretching or working out, because it gets me pumped. And after that playlist, then I play Kanye West's gospel album. That does a number for me. I have to do homework listening to that. That was how I got through the first 7 months of grad school. Every single day, I kid you not, I put on my headphones, I put his on shuffle, the playlist, his whole album on shuffle. I don't skip any songs because I love every last song on that album, both the albums actually. And I just let it play and it just gave me the mood to get my mind going, and I'm able to listen to music, get the homework done quickly. Without losing focus, I can concentrate, zone out, be in a whole nother universe. But I love listening to like inspirational gospel music. Then maybe after 12, then I can turn on my 90s playlist, which is my mood playlist. It's labeled mood. So it's all my favorite songs from the 90s. that actually have real music and make you feel some kind of way. If it don't make me feel any kind of way, I can't listen to it. So it's like my R&B and not too much hip hop, but R&B. But it gets me in a certain happy mood. But all throughout the day, I have to play music while I'm at work. And I have to set my energy before dealing with people and protect my energy. But those are the 5 tips that I have for you guys. I hope it helped you. And I hope you can take action with some of those. And just let me know if it worked. And what do you do for a routine when you're trying to get motivated? But until next time, Coach Mo out.